Chris.
Marcus.
We're back.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know what to do. You guys follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Follow me on Twitter at TheMarkJohnNFL. Follow Chris on Twitter at KingManellos. Also, you guys make sure you follow us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1 for Instagram. A little pocket awareness on Facebook. Make sure you guys go there. Check us out there. And, you know, we're here to talk the draft today. We're doing a lot of drafting, Chris. I mean,
it's draft week, Marcus. It's
right,
draft
quarterback week. Quarterback news is dead. I mean, we haven't done too much draft because, I mean, the league has basically did a you know, a quarterback circus. So, you know, just
did they ever.
The circus of the yeah, man. All the quarterback movement was crazy this year. What was that?
My head's still spinning, bro. I mean, now that we're talking draft, I think I'm sticking with my guns. So what we're going to get out of you,
I changed it up a little bit. I changed it up. I did a little more studying. I listened to some guys I really like that I really trust their opinions. And on some things, like some things I still don't agree with them what he said, but I'm not going to do that. But I agree with their opinions. And, it, you know, I'm like, okay, that does make sense because you're – because I trust your opinion. That's because if I trust your opinion, like I'm gonna listen to it, even though I don't agree with it. I'm like, all right, I guess, man. So I switched it up a little bit, and I watched a guy that I didn't really watch before, and I actually liked him more than I thought that I would. So,
oh, is that so, Marcus?
Yeah. But anyways, before we get into the draft, I mean, let's kind of talk about this. Let's kind of wrap up this quarterback carousel we saw here with all this movement. Like, it's just crazy to me that there's so much quarterback change. And I think a little bit of it is, I think there's a hype around quarterbacks, right? There's a lot of hype around quarterbacks.
Is that so, Marcus? You think
there
so?
Is. There's a lot of hype around quarterbacks.
That's understatement right there.
I think deep down, I think these GMs know these quarterbacks aren't playing as well as they are. Because, Chris, we talked all year how it's a quarterback regression.
It was way down last year. There's two quarterbacks that we didn't talk about in this free agency period that have starting jobs as of today. And that's Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh. And that's Marcus Mariota in Atlanta. What?
Right.
What? Right. What?
Yeah. Marcus Mariota and Mitch Trubisky.
Like, with everything that happened and how crazy the quarterback movement was in this offseason, we didn't even talk about those two.
I know, because why should
we? Why? Why? Exactly. Exactly.
I still don't believe that I think the Steelers are going to draft somebody. I think they're
going to take away. I agree with you.
They've done all they're at. Yeah, go ahead.
I think they're going Kenny.
You think they go Kenny?
Yeah, because he's a local product. Like, you can actually. You can market that to your people, and I think that he'll be able to do enough. I mean, they're going to just turn around and give the ball to Najee, and that defense is really good. So I think that they're willing to bring in a manager of an offense, and I think they would go with Kenny. I think that's what's happening in Pittsburgh and Atlanta, but they need to blow everything up at this point. Mm-hmm. Like you need to. What are they going to have? They re-signed Cordell Patterson, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you got Cordell Patterson and you got Kyle Pitts. Who else you got? Who else you got down there?
Yeah. No.
Marcus Mariota, really?
Yeah, I know. You know, this is a Marcus Mariota hater show. I can finally say that again. He's not a Raider fan anymore. You can go back to being full-on Marcus Mariota haters because we've been doing that since like 2017. We're originators. We're originators, Marcus. I can't be like, you know, like I used to hate that people wanted him to start. Oh my God. Because, you know, Chris, we have been bashing him for years. You know how
we have. You remember when he threw the touchdown to himself?
And like Raiders fans used to bring that up all the time.
he went to Arrowhead.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Yeah, he turned around and hit the ball off of Arrowhead and won. And he's a great leader. I get it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he'll probably go in Atlanta and they could probably go in there and win seven games. He probably can do it. He pull it out.
Sure. I believe that.
You know, and he'll probably have some good games, actually, probably. I mean, he's a number one draft pick, so he has the talent. He's
not the guy. He's not the guy.
He just doesn't play. He's very excited to watch. He's tough. He's a leader. You know, guys want to play with, but the position has to play well too in the NFL. In college, you could do all those things. You could just be great and just be athletic and just. But in the NFL,
you got to do it.
Play the position well, like mm-hmm. it's. You know, you just can't be Johnny Manziel. That's the difference.
Oh my Manziel. God! Just you took the word. You took the name out of my mouth. That was. I was literally just going to say that. See, we're on the same page here, Marcus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because in college, you're like, oh man, that looks cool. It looks cool in college, man. But in here, you got to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, man. Sorry, mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. You know? All right. But it is Mr. Biscay. If Mr. Biscay starts, that'd be interesting. What if he would? You know who we haven't talked about?
He could start. They might actually go with Trubisky.
I'm rooting for Drew Lock. That's who I'm rooting for. Because I feel like Pete Carroll versus analytics. And I feel like he's put a battle out that he's going to take on the analytic community and show them what real football is. And I'm rooting for it. I want him to make the playoffs and like go on a run. I want Drew Lock to like become a thing and like put up like Russell Wilson type numbers. And it's like Pete Carroll is jumping on the sideline, just laughing at analytical people. And like, yeah, ha, 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 look at me, run the ball, play action, play defense. And he just like,
I mean, that is what got them. That is what got them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what got them there.
He knows too. And like, there is a quote he made, because I'll tell you, Chris, like I listened to his press conference at the combine, bro. It was probably I'd learned football from a press conference. It was weird. Because that's how in depth it is. Like in the press conference, you hear like the stupid stuff. He's going in depth. I knew all about their scheme. I was ready to write. I don't know. I could have been ready for a game with them, the way he breaks it down. So I know that dude's a genius, obviously. He's a defensive genius, guys. Like, I don't know what you guys he's adapting too. He's not dumb. So he brought in like a two. Their league's going too hot. He's like, I'm not going to play single high anymore because I'm not an idiot. So I'm going to adapt. We're still going to play great defense, and we're still going to tackle really well. I'm still going to, you know, it's just, I don't get how these guys act like that. He's not a great coach. It bothers the hell out of me. That's why I'm literally rooting for Drew Lock. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm rooting for him. I'm a Drew Lock fan.
Hey, I wish him the best, but
it's like I'm rooting for football. Honestly,
there you go.
Pete Carroll's football right now.
I can allow that. I can allow you that. Know? I can live with that.
And it was interesting. I was doing some Raiders stuff, man. And I feel like I'm going. It's just a quick rant, and we don't want to do all draft. We got to talk about something, right, guys? We can't talk about the Raiders and the Packers now. It's over. You know, even though
we could sneak a little bit in there,
maybe. But anyways,
I'm figuring out a way to do it. By the way, it's gonna happen here. At least on the Packers side, I got it happening.
Okay, but yeah, like. I even lost my train of thought now, bro. Like, I can't even just – I went on a rant about Drew Lock. Yeah. So Drew Lock.
You watched some Raiders stuff.
I watched the Raiders game, and he actually looked pretty good on tape. Like, he looked controlled. He didn't make any bad decisions. A lot of drops that these guys had around him, you know. He didn't look that bad. That's why when I watched that, and I was like, you know what? Pete Carroll's just – he's laughing. He's laughing right now. He's like – He's laughing at Russell Wilson. He's laughing at it.
Well, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the NFC West. It's really going to be interesting.
Watch this, Russell. Oh, man. All right. All right, guys. Enough of that. Enough of the quarterback carousel that happened. Kind of slip recap, because, I mean, we're heading into the dead season. We are. We're heading into dead football season. You know, we might get my quarterback rankings. I was thinking about doing a greatest quarterbacks of all time ranking, Chris. I don't know.
But that would be a conversation.
That would be a conversation, right? I might do that. I'm thinking about
could come this offseason, huh?
Sports Radar has like had me on a deep dive. It's been a problem.
Uh-huh.
So I need to put this knowledge out. I wasted a lot of life in there. All right, so let's get to the draft, Chris. Let's just talk about our initial feelings. What are your initial feelings of this draft class, this quarterback class, Chris?
Like your
initial-
this is the worst draft class that we've had since we started recording this show.
Oh yeah, man.
Hands down. No ifs, ands, or buts.
you think about it, like 2019 was pretty bad. Like we struggled with that one. We struggled through 2019. That was a bad one. But it was better than this one. I mean, I'll take
for sure.
I'm taking Daniel Jones. Number one.
It's going to be hard. It's hard to argue against you on that one. And I don't even want to say that out loud.
What would he be right now? Redshirt senior? Probably should have stayed. Maybe he
He should have stayed is right. Sam Howell would have transferred out and gone somewhere else. But he still needs to learn how to play that position, man. He really does.
People see he's weird because he's on tape. It's like if you watch him on All 22, he looks like it's Jason Garrett, man. They really don't judge.
He was bad before Jason Garrett was in there.
But Jason Garrett,
let's not even pretend, Marcus. Come on, don't pretend with me.
Joe Judge ruined Daniel Jones. Let's just say
Daniel
that.
Jones ruined himself before Joe Judge came in. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
He's interesting to watch on tape because some quarterback people they swear that he's good. They swear.
Well, they can keep swearing. He might have been good if he stayed in and was a part of this class.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's going to he's going to the Lions for sure. Daniel Jones is getting drafted by the Lions, which is crazy. Think about it. And we wouldn't even be discussing it. It'd be Daniel Jones is quarterback one for sure. It wouldn't even be a discussion. He played, he knows Peyton Manning, so it would
and he would get a year behind Goff.
Yeah.
That would have been the move. That would have definitely been the move. You're right. You're right.
You wouldn't even be talking about it, bro. It's hilarious.
You're right.
Think about it. Daniel Jones would probably go one on this draft. Wouldn't even be a thought. We'd be he's credited. Man, look what he did at Duke. Who wins like that at Duke? You know,
He was Duke. Why do I keep thinking that he was North Carolina?
Because they're both from North Carolina, bro. It's all right. It's
all right. I'm proximity. I get it. I get a free pass because of proximity. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Exactly. So they have he's beaten Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett lost to him twice. Every time
you know what else will happen though? Right. Are you ready for this? Before any of these quarterbacks in this class go off the board, here's my wild card move. Are you ready for it?
All right, here we go.
All this conversation about getting Baker to Carolina. Okay. That's what everybody's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's no, they're not. If they're going to do something, they'll do it on draft day. Well, here's what they're going to do on draft day. They're going to trade the 6th pick for Jordan Love in the 28th. And the Packers go get Garrett Wilson.
See, this is,
and they could actually probably move back to nine.
It's all how much do the Packers like Jordan Love?
Well, he's not playing for the next 3 seasons.
I don't know if that's true, Chris. How true?
What are you talking about? Rodgers' deal is a 5-year deal, and it's really just a 3-year deal because the final 2 years of Rodgers' contract are void years. And Rodgers said that he would play in Green Bay until he's 40. Well, guess what happens in 3 years? The man's 40.
See,
and that's 20 years in the league, and that's 20 years with the Green Bay Packers. And if it's up to me, I'm saying within the next 3 years, the Packers win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
He's gone.
So I will say this, man. History repeats itself a lot. I just want to let you know that. History repeats itself a lot. My brother's been reading a book about Brett Favre. And, when Aaron Rodgers got drafted, I guess, Aaron Rodgers, everybody knew in the locker room knew Aaron Rodgers was the man from the beginning, right? They knew Aaron Rodgers was the man. We didn't know that.
He sat on the bench for 6 years.
I understand that, but why did he sit on the bench for 6 years?
Because he was the next man. Favre didn't want to leave. You're right. Favre retired 3 times. I remember it. Okay. I'm very familiar.
He tried 5 times, bro.
I'm very familiar with the Brett Favre Aaron Rodgers saga. I'm very familiar with it. But this is different. It's not the same. Rodgers is not doing the same thing.
Yes, bro. See, we don't know because the thing is, the Packers are super tight knit. Everything's super closed in house. We had no idea Devontae was mad. Everything's super.
Devontae wasn't mad though. He just wanted to go home.
Yeah. But there's something, probably something there. But they're such a they're like a family owned business.
Yeah.
Right. Keep everything in the family. So
yes.
Like in that book, they talk about how they like the Packers are kind of mad. Favre kept coming back when he's Brett Favre. And you can't
dude, we knew that. Back. Living there, we all knew that. That's not news. That's not news.
But that's what I'm saying. You right lived now. Like for people I lived outside.
It. I lived it. I'm telling you, it's not the same. It's not the all same
right.
at all.
Okay. All right, man. All right. So that's
the
it.
Next
okay.
the next 3 years are dedicated to Rodgers.
Okay.
Love's got 2 more years under contract. That's why it'll just be Love and the 28th. It doesn't cost them more than that.
Yeah.
And the Packers get into the top 10 and take Garrett Wilson, as you have admitted, the second coming of Devontae Adams.
Now, man, Chris, I just, why are they holding on to him? They should have traded him already.
They're going to trade him for the sixth overall pick. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And if they don't, I would 100% love if they could keep Jordan Love through this process and then turn to him in 3 years. I'm good with that. Is his agent going to let him do that? Does Jordan Love want to do that? Like, this isn't the same as Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's no retirement coming out of nowhere. Rodgers never said retirement. The media said retirement.
Yeah.
So I think you leverage him now. You bring in a top-tier wide receiver because you've said it on Twitter multiple times. The elite wide receivers in this league get drafted in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Are there guys that show up? Yeah. Devontae Adams, he was a second-round pick. Jordy Nelson, yeah. He was a second-round pick. Randall Cobb, he was a second-round pick. There's guys that are going to be in the second round that the Packers can pick as well. I would love to take Garrett Wilson and John Michie.
Oh, John Michie's a steal.
I would love that. That would be, for me, the two wide receivers that we can get, and you get a defensive tackle at 22 or a defensive lineman, an edge guy. We need help on the defensive line. Or I'm hearing a lot of chatter about safety. Because we're getting close to the end of the contracts for Savage and Amos. And we got to be smart with where the money's being spent. I would love to be able to keep both of them, but I don't know that happens. What's that kid's name? Hill?
Yeah. Yeah.
He could be the pick for the Packers in the 20s. So
okay.
I would say if I can get this wild trade to happen where we trade Love and 28, we take Garrett Wilson at 6. We take Hill at 22. We come back around in the second round, get Michie and Travis Jones at D tackle. If those are the first four picks, I'm a happy man for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. All right. Raiders don't pick at 86, so I don't know if it's going to happen. They ruined my content. I'm kind of mad at them. I'm happy and mad at the same time. How do you ruin my content like this? This is funny. I got a DM by somebody complaining about us talking about blocking tight ends. Like, what do you want us to do? Like, that's what you're gonna draft.
Who's gonna get draft? Who are you gonna draft at 86?
He ain't gonna be a superstar tight end. I'll tell you that. All right, let's get into these quarterbacks.
Okay. I think that's – yeah, we can get – see, I told you I was going right? to exactly. sneak right? the Packers, and I told you I was going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I knew you did. You found a way to get
– I found a way. Draft top. Jordan Love. You would have been quarterback,
holding Jordan Love.
Best quarterback
like,
in the draft class.
Like, bye, Aaron. And he's like, no, actually, I want to come back. You're like, damn it. It's like a girl that you just – like, you don't – you want her to leave, but she just won't leave. And, you know, you get this –
I'm new girl. Listen, she can stay in the house as long as she wants.
Exactly, that's the problem.
I'll take the back-to-back MVP. He's gonna go for a third one too.
I can't believe he won MVP when I watched.
If the Packers go third,
how
if
did
the
you
Packers
get MVP leg like this?
If the Packers
this is not MVP football.
If the Packers win 13 games this year, he gets the MVP again.
I was so mad. Like, I was so mad watching him play because, like, bro, like, so a good you is better than every quarterback. This is not even great, you. I'm sure when I get to Tom, I bet he's not even great, too. He's just good. But they're better than all these other young guys everybody loves.
Absolutely. They are. They just – it's true. They are. They're in a league of their own.
Yeah. All right. begin to draft. Sorry, but we're about to the 20-minute mark, so I just want to say just one last thing. You know, everybody copies Patrick Mahomes, right? You know, everybody wants this quarterback that can run and can move, but we haven't sat a quarterback yet for a whole year.
Nope.
Nobody's done it.
Nope.
All right, hit the 20-minute mark. I just wanted to put that point out there. All right, so let's get to these quarterbacks. We already talked about initial class, kind of just a little bit boring. You know, it's just not really exciting. That's why nobody really cares about the draft too much this year. The defense, you know, the corners are the best players, and you know that's not that exciting. You know, the cornerback. We want to know what the quarterback that is coming in or getting drafted to is good. You know, is he going to be a top 10 guy? Can we rank him somewhere in 2 years just because we really like him? It's going to be a lot of things that people do, because I'm sure like Justin Fields wins 8 games, somebody's going to call him a top 15 quarterback no matter what, like if he has like 14 receptions and 8 touchdowns. So there's going to be somebody who's going to do that. That's what we are with the draft. But anyways, this class is kind of just boring. I'm just going to say boring. I might be mean and go just out
call
there
him
and
boring.
Say, I'm going to call him boring.
No, we don't. Yeah, okay.
They're boring. It's super boring. Hard for me to watch. I was gonna do this whole.
Is that the title? Is that the title of this episode? Boring.
Boring. Yes, that should be the title. I think that is, because I literally was gonna do like a whole like QB thing. I was excited. I'm gonna do a QB draft guide. I'm gonna get this like. And I started chatting Matt. I started charting Matt Corral. And mm-hmm. The first game, I was like, no, is it heat wave? He's the first round guy. Like, is it going to get any better than this? And I was like, I can't do this. This is too much work for this. Let me wait till like Bryce Young gets out. When I'm like excited watching it, I'm charting it. Like, oh, wow. You know, this is, I'm like watching my career. I'm like, what the hell are you? What are you? First round. I was blown away. Like, I couldn't understand. So, I mean, that's basically the class, man. It's like these overhyped quarterbacks that we came into the year with that mm-hmm. people tried to hype up mm-hmm. and the guy that they didn't even think about came and overtook him, Kenny Pickett. A lot of the guys, mm-hmm. they had hype. He just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think Kenny Pickett really came out of nowhere. Like, he always like came off on tape to me. Like, I always, like, every time I watched Pittsburgh, I was like, who is that? And I looked it up. And he had like 10 touchdowns. I was like, oh, he's not going to do it. So, like, every time I watched Pittsburgh, I would look him up. Like, who is that? I'd look it up. They had like 10 touchdowns. And I was like, all right. Like, okay, well, he's not productive. So he's obviously nobody. And then he had a big year, because mm-hmm. he's just like a steady guy, and he kind of took over for almost won the Heisman, like for real. So, but you know, here comes like Malik Willis, there's Desmond Ridders, and it's just not exciting. You know, those none of those names you like think like, oh my god, you know, I'm gonna win the franchise with these guys. You know, this is like a franchise. If I build around this guy, I'm for sure gonna start winning. You know,
mm-hmm.
so. That's my thing. I want to talk about some the back end quarterbacks first. Okay, I want to.
All right, we're going backwards.
We're going backwards first. You okay, because
right. It's boring. That's boring.
It's boring, right? And I feel like it's probably there might be some better backups in this draft than there is.
Okay, no, I'll agree. I completely agree with you. These guys are backups. I agree
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, but these the guys are gonna get picked early. They're starting. So,
well, they might start, but they're career backups.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you got to start somewhere.
I don't know about career backup. I'm not gonna go that far. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
Get there.
All right. All right.
You're going way further than me. You're going way further than me. But I understand. I understand your sentiment.
I'm upset.
I understand your sentiment. They're
gonna take four of them in the first round. I'm not happy. Okay.
Now I'm starting to believe you. I told you. But I'm not like, oh my god, they are that stupid. But anyways, here we go. They are that desperate. Backup quarterbacks I want to talk about. You know, I like Bailey Zappe. I liked him from the Senior Bowl. I just want to put him out Western Kentucky. Some of the days he was the best quarterback there with Desmond Ridder and Sam Howell and Kenny Pickett there. It was Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe just doesn't have a great arm.
Wow.
Very, very weak. But I mean, he's Chase Daniel, literally. he's literally Chase Daniel. Like, he's the same height. Productive, super productive, passed all the time in college, like ran like a spread where they passed every single down or whatever, like air raid type of thing, didn't run the ball, passed the ball 50 times, threw 5,000 yards in college, you know, just steady, you know, good player, picked up offense, backup quarterback. Then you got Cohn over there from Notre Dame. He screams backup, you know.
I can't believe that you're actually right. I can't believe that you're actually giving him some time.
Cone's getting drafted, bro. Cone's getting drafted. He is.
Don't say that.
He's literally already getting like he's a top backup quarterback. He's steady. What you like about Cone is that he's Ian Book got drafted in the fourth round. Like Jack Cone is getting drafted. He played like what? Didn't he play like 4 years at Wisconsin? Yeah, he's
got. Yeah, well, he wasn't the starter for the whole time. Like he couldn't even get his foot in the door, and that's he had to transfer out to go to Notre Dame.
I like him. And then my favorite backup quarterback is EJ Perry from Brown, which struggled.
You got a Ryan Fitzpatrick out there, an Ivy League guy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So check him out. Okay. So EJ Perry, he got recruited by Boston College. Okay. So he's a Boston College recruit, and I don't know what happened there. I don't know. It's always interesting to me how they pick the weak armed quarterback over this athletic freak strong arm quarterback, and he has to go to Brown. Like, what was he like? So that's always interesting to me. But so he has to go to Brown, okay? Uh-huh. And you know he wins like Ivy League Offensive Player of the Year twice. He goes to Brown. He's playing with a bunch of crappy players, so they're like dropping lots of pounds. Yeah, he's playing with guys he shouldn't play with. But then he played on the Brown basketball team. So
two sport athlete.
So yeah, he runs a 4.65. Okay, he's 6'2", 215.
Okay, and
Chris, when I tell you that this kid could pass the football, that's what I was telling you before the show. I don't know if he could read the field. I don't know if that even matters, but I know I'm going to bring that kid in. I'm going to try to develop him because I know he's a cannon, and I know he's accurate, and I know he has great mechanics. That's all I know.
Marcus,
I don't know. Like,
why are you
just
mentioning him to me for the first time? Why is this the first time?
Because the Raiders brought across here. You know, he had a lot of buzz from the East-West Shrine Game, right? But the East-West Shrine Game is more like they're like developmental undrafted guys.
Yeah,
he had a lot of buzz coming out, right? Like he was like the MVP, crazy buzz. Probably because I'm telling you, bro, he
can sling,
cannon, and I mean, mechanically sound. So he's accurate as all hell. He puts the ball wherever he wants to. Like if I painted mechanics, it's EJ Perry. Like he's a coach's son. So like I tell you everything. Like
base,
he looks like Andrew Luck. I'm not saying he's Andrew Luck, but he looks like Andrew Luck mechanically. You know Andrew Luck's like the most perfect looking mechanical. He's like a mechanical quarterback dream. He's like a quarterback coach's dream mechanically. He's like he was never off.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and his like, it was, and his, he had the, always had the perfect base. He held the football perfectly. That's what EJ Perry looks like when he plays. And he's had some of the craziest throws I've seen on tape from any quarterback. That's why I was like, I'm trying not to be like, you know, he's two because I probably like if I graded him like based on his traits, I would be like, oh my god, I would pick him higher. And he might go higher than I think just because everything I'm saying. You have to understand, and they have all 22, and they know he played on the worst team in the Ivy League.
Interesting. Very interesting, Marcus.
Cannon. It's nuts. And he runs a 4.65 and he's a tough and he's a leader. You could tell, like, he scored a touchdown up there. Like, they're revved up. Like, he's, whew. What was Boston College thinking? I want to know what these programs do, man. You know, like Justin Fields over Jake Fromm, that makes sense. I can see, like, Justin Fields just being like, I'm Justin Fields, dude. Who's this Jake Fromm? Like, but he, this dude went to Brown and, like, he went to.
Right, he's got a mind. He's got a mind.
You probably want to play basketball too. That's right. Like you can't play basketball and quarterback. That's not gonna work.
That's what Boston College said. And he's like, all right, screw you guys. I want to do both.
I'm gonna go play for my dad, Brown. I play basketball. He'll let me play basketball. I'll still go to the league.
Wow.
So, because yeah, he's getting drafted, bro. If the NFL doesn't draft him, they're idiots. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You don't draft a 6'2" guy who runs 4.65 with a cannon. Who was the best player at a college all-star game. Nobody ever heard of him. Nobody knew him before that. And he's the best player there. Like, they would be ridiculously stupid. Like, he that's the type of guy, like, it might surprise me, Chris.
Say the name again.
EJ Perry.
EJ Perry.
Second round. Like, before, like Sam Howe or something. That would not surprise me.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't because, he, like, he, the, just the talent he has. He's
so good. Okay.
He's a talented quarterback. Like we're talking, we talk about the Josh Allen. Like that's like EJ Perry is the type of
ball comes like, out of his hand like that, huh?
Oh my god! Some of the throw, like I you gotta watch my tapes on my episode where I covered him.
Seriously. Like I said, I'm a little mad that this is the first time you're bringing him up.
I just watched him like 2 weeks ago. I was like, "Who's AJ Perry, man?" Like, oh, because the Raiders brought him in for a visit, so that's why I checked him out. And I was like amazed. I'm like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Oh, so we could just play Derek Carr for 3 years and he's just ready to start." That's what I've been thinking about ever since. He'd be in the offense for 3 years. He'd be ready to. It'll be a good team. They probably have a good wide receiver. You probably have connection with after practice and scouting team from Devontae and getting on the targets. And then him and that young guy would be like, I was thinking that's what I was
like. Oh, you've been dreaming. This is what happens when you don't have a pick until the third round.
This is what I'm dreaming of backups, bro. I'm dreaming how we develop a backup quarterback. So,
there you go.
You know, because I'm scared of, I'm going to get into Justin Fields, but he scared me a young quarterback. So I don't want one. I'm scared. So glad Justin Fields. I'm scared of your quarterback style. But let's get to these real guys, right? So I guess I could get to my list now, I guess.
Five.
Hyping up EJ Perry.
EJ Perry.
He's really my QB1, but I'm not going to admit it. But anyways, here we go. Number five. We're going to go Carson Strong. Number five. You know, Carson Strong, I'll give you some pros and cons. Carson Strong has a cannon. Awesome for him. You know, he's great.
I thought he was gonna get some bigger draft buzz. I really did.
Yeah. He has a crazy arm. Crazy arm. Right. Like you still see some nuts throws on tape. Like this one throw against Kansas State, man, it was nuts. It was in between two guys. Some guys I did like a breakdown because you know I think he's gonna fall. And that's like a guy that
if the Raiders, he's definitely gonna fall,
right? Like you know, that's somebody like Josh McDaniels. You know, they like taking back quarterbacks. That's somebody I would like, though, like a Carson Strong, that type of player that could develop into something. Is it his knee that much, where you can put him on the bench and he can get his knee healed and you can maybe he could be something. Maybe I don't know because he has a cannon and you know he's a smart quarterback. You can tell he's smart. You can tell you know what he's doing. He reads the field well. He's just like you know I don't know if it's that knee, but he looks like a totally different player this year than he did the year before. And he just couldn't move, right? He just didn't he wasn't that athletic before, but now with the knee injury, like he just was not athletic at all. So that's a big issue. He loses in slow motion, basically. He's like, if Jared Goff was like 40, that's kind of how Carson Strong. I mean, and he doesn't say it sounds terrible, man, but like his knee, it's bad how slow he moves because of that knee. So I don't know if that's just gonna be a limitation for him forever. But if, I mean, if he is literally, I think you're right. Like if he was like, didn't have the knee issues and he was able to show a little bit more athleticism, because you know, I do think the NFL is not like they love athleticism right now with quarterbacks, but I still think they're a little bit more into like how you play the position a little bit too. And like you're tangible a little bit, a lot of that too. So I really think that they would be able to, he'd be a lot better. He can't move, man. He can't move, and then I don't know if that's sometimes he's inaccurate, right? He's not just his accuracy isn't consistent, but I don't know if that is because of the knee. Is he not getting his mechanics right? His mechanics are totally off than they were the year before. Like that's what it's more with me is the injury just makes him look so sluggish, and looks so like you know he's gonna fall to the fifth round basically, just because of the knee in the first place, in my opinion. So. I thought that's why he's not getting any buzz because they probably did some kind of medical on the knee, and I bet it's probably worse than we think.
That's a shame.
It is.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because he's 6'4", he's 220, he has the size, and he has the arm. He just didn't have the knees, man. The knee just went out. It's terrible.
That sucks.
Number four. Who we got? We got Sam Howell at four. Okay,
now. Oh, you still left him at four.
I still did. I didn't want to.
Wow.
I didn't want to. I think I like Sam Howell, actually. I really like him as a quarterback. I really thought that he, you know, I mean, JT Sullivan said he didn't play as well as his senior year. And I think as his junior year, which he didn't. I agree with that.
That's true. Because he was the number one guy coming out at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and
And he laid that egg. What was that, Vatek? Yeah, laid the egg against Vatek in week one.
so many drops, so many like him having to do everything. And then he got to the point, like you get deeper into the season where he's just going one read and just running because he knows he has to carry the team on his back. And if he doesn't play well, they're going to lose. So you could tell the desperation that he started to have because he didn't run at all before the season. Mm. So that tells you, it's like, man, I gotta do this. Like, we're not going to win unless I play well, unless I carry this team by myself. And, you know, so, but a lot more things that I like. A lot of more anticipation than I expected. He has some great, like he has some good anticipation throws, really, really well. That really got me excited. Definitely show some accuracy on, but it would like be a perfect anticipation. He like throw it like way before the guy's break coming out. He's perfectly in his hands and he drops it. So that was like his tape. That's why I kind of feel like, you know, I would rank him higher, you know, because he has a cannon and all that. But I just kind of feel like he still has a big transition to the NFL. I think he has a playing NFL quarterback is going to be something that he has to learn because he didn't run an NFL offense. You can't play like he did in the Senior Bowl All-Star game because basically the Senior Bowl All-Star game is how he played, is how he played on tape because he played like he had to do everything. And you don't want your quarterback playing like that.
No, not at all.
Right? No. So, I mean, they put him in a really bad position anyways. But I enjoyed his tape, though. It more than I expected to. Let's say that. So I enjoy it more. I think that it. I probably still feel he's good for like the third round or something like that. I think the NFL is not that high on him still.
Is he? You think he's going in the third round?
I think he's third or fourth guy. Third or fourth round. Line.
Okay, so in real evaluation, I would agree with you. I would see him as like the Russell Wilson pick for Seattle out of the third round. Not in the world we live in, sir. Not the world we live in. Sam Howell is going in the second round at the absolute latest.
Let me ask you this. Which one of these prospects is better than Kellen Mond?
It doesn't matter. You can't do that. That's not the world we live in, Marcus.
Give you desperation. You're right.
You can't do that. He's going in the second round.
I agree. He's going in the second round. Okay.
He might still go in the first. You think Carolina won't take him?
I think Carolina's took a quarterback. Oh, for sure.
They're definitely taking a quarterback. I mean, I'd love for them to take my scenario. But you don't think they're taking a quarterback in the first or second round? You got
Carolina?
They're taking a quarterback in the first or second round.
I think they're taking one at six. 100%.
I think they're taking
my next guy.
Okay. Stop. All right. So you're not saying that this is their board. You're just saying that your next guy is the one that they're going to take. And I know who you're going to say.
Who am I going to say, Chris?
It's Malik.
No, you're wrong. It's Kenny Pickett.
What? You got Pickett at three.
I told you I went back and watched.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So let's talk about Kenny Pickett. Right, Kenny Pickett is ready to play. All right. So Kenny Pickett's the ready to go guy. That's why I think the Carolina's gonna take him at six. He's ready to go.
Okay.
You see what you get basically. He ran an NFL offense. He ran it for 5 years. You know. Uh-huh. So you know how his mind works. You know how everything works. It's kind of, you know, he's one of those. Some senior quarterbacks are finished products when they come in the NFL. Like, and they're not finished products. Of course, their mind gets better because you grow and you mature.
Right, and then you play into what the speed and everything that happens in the NFL.
Super high floor player. Like, he's a high floor. But what's his ceiling? And that's where, like, I get with Kenny Pickett. Because, you know, one thing that bothers me about Kenny is he's a see-it thrower. And I feel like you've been in that offense way too damn long to be a see-it thrower. And I think that's concerning. Like in anticipation. Some quarterbacks have natural anticipation, which I think is crazy. Like you see, like a guy at an All-Star game, he's anticipating. Like, what are you like? pretty good, right? It's like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Or like the first preseason game, you like, that's why I like Trevor Lawrence. Like first preseason game, he anticipated the hitch route. I was like, well, wow, okay, you know, that's natural. That's him having natural anticipation ability. But there's also built anticipation because it's not accuracy. Like if you're in offense for a while, then yeah, you're gonna be able to anticipate guys in the offense,
right? Where they're gonna go? Uh huh.
Running in the offense, you're gonna be able to anticipate things differently. You're just not a Dan Marino anticipator. That's all. So when you have that in the offense, when you're in offense for 5 years, bro, I need you to be anticipating. I'm sorry, like everybody anticipates in the year five. Everybody
you're
does.
Right.
Like
you're right.
Andy Dalton's anticipating in year five of Jay Gruden's offense. Like it's just come on. Like it's that's
you're
my
not wrong.
And the more I watched him, because, you know, I liked him. You know, his pocket presence always bothered me. It's a little shaky. He doesn't have a good feel in the pocket. He, all those things, right? I always saw those things. But when I went and I watched it again, and I was like, you're late there. Okay. You're late again. All right. You're late. That's picking me up. And then your arm's not good enough. You can't be late and your arm's not good. If you're gonna be late, you better have a cannon. You know, like, because you're late and I was thinking about the out routes. If he's a see it thrower, and you know, I still think because of his hand size, his accuracy is not gonna be the same in the NFL as it is now. I still believe that. I 100% believe that that his accuracy is gonna take a dip. It is. It's gonna take a dip. Because his hands are small and he has to hold the football and grip it and throw it and catch it, grip it, throw it. It's going to be a little tougher for him. So I think he's going to be late and inside. And what happens when you're late and inside, Chris, on an out route?
That's a pick six every time, sir.
That's a pick six. Late and inside equals pick six. And that's what I'm thinking. Kitty pick six. Cause that's what I feel like if he messes around, he's going to go to Carolina. He's going to be hitting that quick, they're going to hit that choice route, and then it's going to be an out route, and he's going to be late and inside, and
see there goes six the other way.
I'm trying to think of a Saints. Who's a Saints corner? Saints.
They got Lattimore still there?
Yeah, Lattimore. Like, it'd probably be Gardner Jones, the safety. You know what I'm talking about, Chauncey.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. It'd probably be him.
Yeah. He's
be
Chauncey, was it Chauncey Gardner Jones?
Yeah, the little nickel safety type of dude. He come pick that off real quick. Late inside. And that's my thing with Kenny, but he's ready to play though. So if you want a quarterback, that's gonna come in and be ready to play. And one thing, I still don't like that he's 3 hours late to his press conference. I'm still mad about that. I'm mad that I got this. I'm mad about that. Like, what were you doing, really? A commercial? Like, you haven't even played a game. Like, what do you – your Kenny Pickett is 3 hours late, bro? Like, come on, dog. Like, you went 10-3 at Pittsburgh. Like, what are you talking? Like, what? You're 3 hours – like, Trevor Lawrence could be 3 hours late. Like, I actually believe he's doing something. Like, he's maybe doing, like, a Coca-Cola commercial or something. Like, it's Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? He won a national championship. He has, like, long hair. He's, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a golden boy. He plays quarterback at Clemson. He's – been to like three national, been to playoffs three times. Like it's,
yeah.
Pick three hours late. That bothered me. It bothered the hell out of me. I'm sorry.
But you're saying he's going at six. Your third best option is going at six.
Literally, if I was a GM, I would have took off my board. I would just because he's Kenny Pickett and he thinks he can be 3 hours late when he hasn't done anything in college either. So like, it's really, I'm like, you're God, 3 hours late. I was bothered, bro. I woke up early, bro, to get it.
Marcus, I can hear how bothered you are.
it was more like this, like, bro, you're Kenny Pickett. Like, who, like, come on, dog. Like, you're not like, you know, like, you're not Tua. You're not like Joe Burrow. Like I said, Joe Burrow, out of the combine, Joe Burrow's like, all right, I get it. You're Joe Burrow. 69 touchdowns, whatever you threw. Number one over pick. Greatest college football quarterback like ever, basically. Greatest quarterback season ever. You could be 3 hours late. And I'll be okay. All right, man. Hey, you're Joe Burrow. Come on, man. Can you pick it, bro? You can't be 3 hours late. Sorry. All right.
Number two.
Malik Willis. I'm going Malik Willis, number two.
Okay.
Malik Willis is just a baller. He's a baller. That's really basically. He hasn't played quarterback yet, and that's gonna be his biggest issue. He's gonna have to play quarterback in the NFL, and that's gonna.
Here's my question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Johnny Manziel.
See, I saw him play quarterback at the Senior Bowl, though. The Senior Bowl is why I have a little bit of hope in Malik Willis.
Okay.
Because I thought he looked pretty good at the Senior Bowl, and I thought he learned the offense quickly. That was the big thing. He was running that offense second day like it was nothing. Okay. He studied it all night. You know, like that type of thing. Like,
yeah.
He came out
there, yeah.
And like he had full control. It looked like he was running the practice. It looked like he was like in a practice where he just like was doing like a little small install. It looked like he kind of just took over the room. Mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm the quarterback here, guys. Like, hey, it's raining. That was a big one too, because it was pouring that day. Kenny Pickett was terrible that day, right? Awful. Malik Willis was not awful that day. That was like, that's what took me out that day. He was really good. That was his best day in the rain. You know, like,
baller.
He's a baller. He can play football. That's a lot of these. That's what we watch these college guys. Like, yeah, football is a sport. There's a guys who could just come out there.
Yeah, and they can play the game.
Mm-hmm. And play football. It's like there's like some guys who just pick up a basketball. They're just, what is, oh, basketball. Oh, it's just like. You know, it's just there's like sports like that you know, or there's guys that like play the sport just really well. And that's a guy like Malik Willis. I'm sure Malik Willis can tackle well. Like, he's just one of those guys that he's probably played football well his whole life. He could probably tackle well. You know, I was looking at Justin Herbert. I've seen him tackle like three times. He's like perfect form tackle. And I was looking at his profile. I'm like, you could literally have been a top five defensive end. Your athletic profile. You're 6'6", 240. You have like a 6'9", three coat. You're a top five defensive end too. So he like Malik Willis. He's a football player. He's a baller. He's gonna have to learn how to play quarterback, man. Because he did not play quarterback at Liberty. I watched a guy ball with a bunch of guys. He literally just did whatever he could.
Well, and that's what we were talking about. You can get away with your talent in college.
Yeah, he's got to be constructed in the court. But he is the first round talent. He's short though. It bothers the hell out of me. I hate putting a short guy this high. But it's just a pet peeve. Like, you know, maybe he can do it. But that's because I watched him all 22. He missed a lot of things because he's short. Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of it. And you know, he didn't run a pro offense. I don't know what kind of offense they ran over there. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what they were doing at Liberty. And so. It was just – that's what my thing is with him, but he's the most talented one. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take –
Is it Trey Lance all over again?
Trey Lance is a way better prospect, though. I thought Trey Lance was a way better prospect.
Okay.
Because, you know, if Trey Lance stayed, which I don't understand, like he would – The Jags would be talking like, should they move on from Trevor Lawrence after his bad season? Because Trey Lance is there. That's what kind of prospect Lance was, which I don't know why he even came out. Like, how did he not see the future? Who's his agent? I want to talk to his agent. I don't know
if that person. He still went 3 overall. Like,
I know, but now he might not even play because they're like fake trying to trade Jimmy. Like, yeah, we want to get rid of him, but like, yeah, we want 2 first.
I got to get back their draft capital.
We went 3 first for Jimmy G. So we tried trading him, but nobody wanted us to give us the value that we thought he had. That's what that is, because that's what Jordan Green used to say about Derek Carr. They talk about trading. Like, we didn't get the value we wanted. No. You wanted, like, 5 first-round picks, and you're like, hey, you want Derek Carr? Like, yeah, man, that's nice. What do you like want Derek for? 5 first-round picks. So is that what you got? And then they could be like, yeah, Derek, we try to trade you. But we just couldn't get the value for you, so we want you back though. So just get ready, dive in that playbook. You know, just take motivation for Derek Carr because this is what he needs. But I don't care what he says. Gruden used to fake wood. I'm sure Gruden didn't even like workout Kyler Murray. He probably just brought him, took him to lunch, let's go take a picture of a workout and post it online for Derek Carr to see.
Well, isn't that basically what they do with anything that Kyler Murray does? Just take a picture of it and okay, we're done here.
That's why John Gruden. That's why I still always mess with John Gruden, because he literally trolled Derek Carr into being good, and I love it. He literally trolled Derek Carr. Pissing the ball. Like, man, Kyler Murray's really good. You probably, I still think he, I'm still 100% believe he used to text him stuff. Man, have you seen Kyler Murray throw? Man.
Look at this. Like, evil, come here. Evil genius stuff.
Exactly. Derek, come here. Come here, Derek. Look at this. What do you think of this throw, this read right here? What do you think of this Kyler Murray read?
Wild.
I just want your honest opinion.
Wild.
He would do that because he's that. He's probably he's a terrible person, obviously, from his emails. So he would do that because he thinks it's funny to him. He probably think it's hilarious, you know. And then he's at the bar telling somebody. So what I did to Derek the other day. he needs it though. He's a competitive guy. I want to get in that fire. I'm trying to get that fire at him. So.
Number one, we already know who it is. Go to one.
I'm sorry. This is what happens, man. I'm covering late round draft picks. This is what happens, man. I've watched too many undrafted guys lately. Like I want to watch some talent, man. Like I started watching the first round. I'm like, oh my god, look at this guy. He's talented. Wow. Anyways, not so draft picks are talented, guys. I'm being general. I know. He's way more talented than me. I know. All right. Number one, Desmond Ridder. Why is Desmond Ridder number one?
Because of his intangibles.
Oh, that's number one. Okay,
100%. That's the number one reason why he's your number one.
The other one, I mean, he ran a pro offense. Mm-hmm. He ran it really well.
Multiple years.
So this is why I told you this draft is boring. Because Desmond Ridder is boring. But if you're like a quarterback, I saw somebody tweet this. Some guy was like, if you really know quarterbacks, you're gonna have Desmond Ridder one because he's so boring. But you know,
quarterback. He plays the position.
You know,
he's like he's like a quarterback.
Exactly. So it's like that's why he's my number one because he literally plays the quarterback position. Like, if that's how he played, like, he's going to check it down. Desmond Ridder's going to take a check down. If he's not there, he's going to take a check down. He's not going to force it into a trap. He's going to take a check down. He's going to manage the game. He's going to control the offense. He's going to take a shot when it's time to take a shot. Mm-hmm. He's going to, like, he's like, you can win with him. That's like, if the Steelers take him, he's going to be like known as top five with like bad numbers, but he's just going to keep winning. And people can't figure out why.
Steelers, okay.
Yeah, so like the Steelers take him or something like that. He will if you Mike Tomlin with Desmond Ridder.
I feel like if Sean Payton would have stayed in New Orleans,
yeah, something like that.
Ridder would have been like his guy.
Because like Ridder, his personality, bro. Like he makes you want to play football. I never like heard somebody talk and like I could never heard a quarterback talk and makes you want to play football. I literally want to go play. So that's why I know that he's that type. Like if he goes on Mike Tomlin. And he goes, and that locker room, and they play defense. And he's clutch too, Chris. That's my favorite thing about him. He's just a clutch quarterback. He sucks for three quarters. Literally, I watched another game of it. I watched another game against East. I watched another game. It was against UCF. He was terrible for three quarters, and then the fourth quarter starts. And this is just this mechanical machine putting the ball in perfect places and they win. They close it out. Like the Notre Dame tape is like, because they beat Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
But in that game, it's super interesting because in that game, there's a drive, right? Notre Dame, they're the better team, right? You know, Notre Dame's more talented than Cincinnati, right? Because that's the thing. Maybe not because Cincinnati has a lot of draft picks. I don't think about it. But you know, they go into that game. Notre Dame scores. Okay, because this is a lot of stuff. We talk about quarterback. We talk about film, right? We talk about the way he throws, his talent. But like a lot of quarterback stuff is this stuff that we can't measure. Okay,
right.
And that's what I'm learning. We do this quarterback stuff. I'm still learning. We're still learning. You know, we're not like, oh, we're gurus. I'm not writing books yet, you know, but it's like 17-14, right? Big drive. So, right. Okay. So I mean, they're on the road, right? They're in South Bend. Mm-hmm. Place is going crazy, right? Desmond Ridder throws two of the best passes I've seen on tape from any quarterback in this draft. Terrible the whole game. Like mechanics, people, a ball on people's heads. Just missing throw. But the fourth quarter started, his Alec Pierce, right stride, deep balls, boom. And then dude runs a 4-3, just right stride, boom, right there, right? And then they go score, right? So and then Notre Dame scores again, right? Next drive, a seam throw between over the head of the safety, anticipated. He's anticipated the whole game. Chris, like seam right in there, like that tight. The guy's not even open.
Was that what over the linebacker in front of the safety throw? Was it over the safety?
Over the over linebacker
in right? front of the safety.
But, yeah, but there's a corner behind him too. It was a crazy nuts throw.
The Bermuda Triangle.
He literally was bad the whole game. Like, I break that game down broadcast version because I was trying to put out some content just for draft. I couldn't, you know, I just wanted to break down as a writer. So I just like a live stream of it. And I'm literally laughing at the end of the fourth quarter because he's literally terrible that whole game. and it's not just that game. Indiana, they're losing because he's so terrible. Fourth quarter starts. They come back, scores two touchdown drives. Best throws. It is. So I'm like, okay, all right. Like, so you say, I don't know. You're like a leader. You say something to those guys in the fourth quarter.
When you get that fourth quarter. Get everybody fired up.
But they're like, let's go. Yeah, we're going to score. Yeah, you're right, Desmond. We're going to score. Like, I don't know. I want him mic'd up. I'm serious. Like, I want to hear him mic'd up because it's interesting. That whole team just turns up in the fourth quarter. So it's him. So, and I think that's like one of the most important quarterback things is being clutch, man. You got to have a clutch quarterback because 2 minutes left, he has the ball. We're not running.
You know what's coming.
He's got to get it done. We all, everybody knows. Everybody knows we're passing. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows what we're going to do. You got to go get it done. And that's important. And if you have, and I say, let the Steelers get that guy. He's going to be a superstar. Even if he's not good, we're going to think he is because he's going to be winning. And it's the Steelers. And he's such a great personality. They're going to overrate the hell out of him. Me and you are going to be mad the whole time.
Second coming to Terry Bradshaw.
We're like, he's not even that good. We're like, what is he? Why is he? Why are they saying he's top five? You know,
he's my next Russell Wilson, huh?
We're not gonna be able to figure it out. Like everybody's gonna be mad. Like it's funny online, like because like the quarterback guys, like this dude Nate Tice, he's also like they're also part of the Herbert Brigade because Herbert, you watch Herbert on tape, which I've already broke down Herbert. There's some throws. Like Herbert looks, you know, Herbert plays quarterback. So you're a quarterback guy, and you watch quarterback. He plays the position right. Still, at the end of the day. And, you know, they just ignore all his limitations with Herbert. They're still so wondered by the throw he made through 3 plays ago. They can't believe it. They can't believe the throw he made 3 plays ago that you forget the next 3 plays where he didn't. He's inconsistent. So a lot of those guys like Nate Tice, he's Mike Tice's son. He's on Twitter. You know, he was a coach. He played like quarterback in Wisconsin, right? So he's a good quarterback guy. He has Desmond Ridder 1 basically because of things that because he knows, right? He knows. Right, just like that's why that's why those guys are really high on Herbert. I know that's why because they know that he does boring stuff and checks down, and they don't admit it. He's just like because Herbert will check it down. Like all these other quarterbacks, are like Burrow won't. Herbert will.
Herbert will. Herbert,
yeah, he will. Right. So if you know you have those guys recognize that, and the reason why they recognize that and they're putting him quarterback one is because they know that if the right team takes him. Because you know, I was thinking about. I thought a team would like fall in love with him and like take him a lot higher just because of the 4.49. But I think it's kind of. I think Malik Willis is rising a lot more than I thought. Mm-hmm. Like Tom Pelissero did like his quarterback thing, and they ranked him 1. Right, and they ranked Pickett 3, like I did, which I thought was interesting too. The NFL did, NFL execs did. So, but I still think the Panthers are idiots. They're gonna take him at 6. Because he's ready to play. They need to win. And Rat Roll just want to get fired. Then you think quarterbacks are going to take Kenny. Because he's ready to go. He is.
Well, I'm going to stick to my fantasy there.
I know. But yeah, but that's why I think Ritter is going to be one, man. I just think that it's going to be, that's what's going to happen. Cause I mean, that's what Joe Burrow is, right? Joe Burrow is all intangibles right now. Joe Burrow is literally all intangibles. That's why the Bengals, they win. I mean, he's really not doing anything. I mean, he's getting all the credit, but yeah, he has,
he's getting all the credit for the teams that he played against blowing it. When it counted.
Psycho. Likes to get hit. He plays quarterback. You know, like quarterbacks don't like to get hit. He likes it. Like he loves it. Sack me. Oh, great job. He's like, this is like Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Andrew Luck. Hey, good hit.
Like Burrow's like one of the toughest quarterbacks I've ever seen. Right. And that's just like, so that, you know, you watch a quarterback because, you know, deep down, a lot of defensive tackles. Like I heard Vince Wilfork talk about how they didn't respect Brady all the time because, like, you don't tackle. Shut up. And we know you don't tackle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you haven't tackled since like what? Since your eighth grade. But, you know, like, you know, the other type of, you know, the type of quarterbacks that are super tough, like Joe Burrow will tackle you, like not care. He can carry you. Like Baker Mayfield. All right, you're tackling somebody. Tom Brady ain't tackling nobody. He's like, I got to play. Tackle. I'm a quarterback. That's why you got these young quarterbacks like running and like putting their shoulder into it, like they.
Dude, you know, anytime I threw a pick, I was the one making that tackle. There's nobody cleaning up my mess. But me.
Tom Brady can't play safety like you did in flag football. I don't care what he says. Tom Brady's not playing safety. He's playing quarterback.
now you're talking about my ball hawking skills. Now we got to our hour. Now we got to go.
We gotta get out of here.
My ball hawking skills. We gotta get out of here.
I'm saying Tom Brady at the flag football game, he's playing quarterback. He's not playing defense either. He's like, guys, you know, defense. You know how this goes. I'm the quarterback, guys. That's what I'm here to do. You already know. I don't know why we're even talking about this. All right, guys. Yeah, we got to get out of here. That's my quarterback list. You know, Desmond Ritter is one. We just got to hope. If you know, you talk about AFC being crazy.
You didn't have Corral on your list.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm not surprised by it, but I would also not be surprised by that boy ending up as a first-round pick. There's going to be four, Marcus. I'm sticking with it. Four quarterbacks in the first round.
That would be the worst mistake ever.
Unless they trade. Do they trade for Drew Love? If you trade for Jordan Love, does that count as four quarterbacks in the first round?
Yes, it does, actually.
All right. There's definitely four. Four.
Keep that dream, Chris. I mean, balling in practice, and Aaron's just hating.
Listen, you want to keep him? I'll take him on a second contract where he's not expensive. I'm good with that. That just means we need either Olave or Burks. Those are the two guys that I want to see. If the Packers keep those picks in the 20s, Olave or Burks.
See, because people get mad at me, but I don't like this wide receiver class. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think there's a stud. There's Drake London. And there's Treylon Burks. And then there's a bunch of guys in the back. Like, Alec Pierce is probably just as good as Chris Olave. He plays from Cincinnati. He's not getting buzz. He's 6'4", 220, runs a 4.3, and he can jump out of the building. He's literally Calvin Johnson. He's the same profile as Calvin Johnson.
Well, I'll take him in the second round then.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like somebody's going to take him.
Packers,
like, don't let Aaron Rodgers
if he's there, and the Packers get him, Packers are good at second round receivers.
Aaron Rodgers might stop his little. He's
gonna be on with McAfee.
Yeah. Oh no! He's gonna stop his cleanse and start working out with. He sees Alec Pierce walking. That's 6'4", 240.
Well, he's on McAfee when that happens.
Pierce is a senior bowl. He has a specimen, bro. That's what I saw. He runs a 4.3. Like, how are you not going? And you're productive. Like, the NFL's tripping me out this year with this draft. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on. NFL.
Well, it's going to be in the fountain at the Bellagio. That's going to be cool as hell to see.
Trayvon Walker is about to go one. They're like,
I know, man. Dude. I keep hearing all that.
And the reason he's going to go one, Chris. Is because
of his combine.
Well, just think about this. Well, one, he has good tape, right? They made him play five technique. So he's
right. No, I get that. He was played out of position. I get that. But like, right.
He's legit. Like, if you're 270, you play college football, you're defensive tackle. College, right? Like, I mean, that's
not in the SEC.
SEC. A little bit, right? So he has that, but okay, but what do you think about him? Which he did his job really well. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're like an NFL team, okay, this guy did his job really well. He's 21. And you know, let's talk about Javon Kearse type of defensive ends, right? We drafted those guys. They're the same size as Trayvon Walker, right?
That was a different game, man. That was a different game.
But come back, right? But he has the athleticism of the 250 guy. So that's why he's going to call Javon Kearse, because he's Javon Kearse, modern day. They're like, the NFL probably watched those numbers. They're like, oh, they probably like couldn't believe it. They're probably like,
You put a kid on the other side of Josh Allen in Jacksonville, and they get a legit two-headed monster going after the quarterback. Jacksonville's a year or two away.
You take Hutchinson, because Hutchinson's the best player in the draft. He's unblockable.
There's one Alabama block. The pass rusher is going to be fantastic.
You know, people try to hate on him, say he doesn't have a bend. He's a bend. You just. I'm gonna say you're being stereotypical. That's what I'm saying. You try to say it, just ain't got no bend. You're a hater because that dude bends. He's bent corners. Him and Ojobo used to meet at the quarterback at the same time. So if you think Ojobo has been and the other guy's meeting him at the same exact time, what is he doing? Just
all right.
800. That's the whole draft is Aiden Hutchinson. That's why he's going one, because he's literally like the main guy that I could feel super 100% comfortable with.
Yeah,
like, oh, that dude, he's that's all, bro. Yeah. like not even Thibodeau, bro. But I'm getting on a rant here, but Thibodeau has no bet. He's Jadeveon Clowney. I don't care. You can't bend, you can't get sacks, and I don't care how good of a football, like, that dude's an awesome football player. Awesome. He's gonna be all over the field making tackles. Playing the run defense, he's gonna make some have some highlights. Probably gonna knock out a running back, maybe knock off their helmet, something crazy. He's gonna do like stuff like that, like Clowney does. But what's the one inside? What's the one move Clowney has? That little stupid inside move he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he can't bend because Clowney can't bend, right? He can't bend around the corner. That's why he doesn't get a lot of sacks. That's Thibodeau. Thibodeau can't bend. He can't get sacks, guys. That's why he's going to 11. Like, we just, I don't know. Anyways, Chris, this is our draft show. You gonna six those more? You guys a little of my draft thoughts? But yeah. Kenyon Thibodeau is not going top five. That just because of that, because you know, I know the NFL is dumb, but they see a guy with bend. He doesn't have bend, and we already messed up with Clowney like years ago, and that's Clowney. He's not going to go. So remember that guy.
Heard it here first.
I'm calling my shot there. He's not going top five.
There you go.
And Homer shot before we get out of here. Chris is saying four quarterbacks. You sticking with that, Chris?
I'm sticking with it. There's four quarterbacks going in the first round.
My shot. I'm saying EJ Perry. Goes day two. That's my shot. I'm saying
EJ All right. Perry
goes day two, and it might be the Raiders.
You hope it is. You just hope.
I kind of do.
That's a lot of hope. That's a lot of hope. I gave you my. You heard my hope. You heard what I.
Raiders fans be so mad, but I'd be like, you know, and I like Carr too, but I'm still thinking about, you know. I mean, man, EJ would be ready in year four.
Get out of here. Run it back. Tell them what they need to do. Tell them what they need to do.
I'm sorry. All right. Also, Twitter, guys. ALPA_QB1. See, we're a pretty fun show, guys. Make us check us out. Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Instagram, check us out there. You know, we definitely appreciate you guys listening. All the people that listen through this year, man, we definitely gain a lot of listeners. Awesome. Appreciate you guys coming to the show and checking us out and, you know, through the season, you know, showing us some love, man. We appreciate that, man. We even saw some guys said that we were like one of the best Twitter pages to follow. That's awesome. Like,
I know we got a little bit of a shout out there. Man. I'll take it, bro.
Like, thank we'll you. Take that. So,
thank you.
Right. So, you know, what I'm saying, like, we appreciate everybody giving us some love and showing us some love, and you know, definitely keep making this show better. So, appreciate you guys, and also make sure you follow me and Chris on Twitter at @TheMarkJohnNFL King Manelos, and then Facebook. Make sure I get that, a little pocket awareness. And
iTunes, Spotify. Download and subscribe.
Download and subscribe there, guys. Please. All right. Chris, it was fun. We talked, we don't have to talk about these quarterbacks anymore.
We get to talk about them in like week 3 or week 4.
I know, and then we, you know, and then No, but next week I do my list, man. I'm excited. I'm gonna start getting these lists, man.
Okay.
I'm excited about to talk about so people could hate me some more.
We'll recap it where they all went. We'll recap where they all went and then how we think they'll do.
Yeah, and then I'm saying I'm doing my Cool Rap rankings, and I'm gonna lose some listeners because you know people they don't trust me. Sorry. But, right. All right. Here we go. All right, guys. We'll see you. Peace.